Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
We have come to the end of another broadcast week here on Issues, Etc. So live on this Friday afternoon, January the 15th, time has come to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a pretty typical Soundbite of the Week game. We've got four soundbites to play for you. We're going to play all four of them, one, two, three, four. Then it's your turn. Your part of the game is to not only listen to those soundbites, but then to give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of them to be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'd like to know who you are, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, and where you're listening. You can give us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote live this Friday afternoon, January the 15th. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris talking about some of the references to homosexuality in the president's State of the Union address.
He talked about the courage required for a young guy to come out to his parents, completely omitting the fact that right now coming out does not require as much courage as is required by a person who says, you know, I feel same-sex attraction, but what I want to do is not act on it. What I want to do is live up to my church's teaching. What I want to do is walk away from the gay lifestyle that I've been living. That's what I want to do. Now, that person, that takes a lot of courage to talk like that in today's world. But Obama didn't mention any of those people, you know. And he talks about the father who loves his son more than anything, including whatever else he might have been taught, tacitly putting every adult in America, every Christian in America, every Lutheran, every Catholic, every serious Jewish person, at war between their religious beliefs and their love for their children. Well, our religion teaches that if you love somebody, you have to live in the truth with respect to them, and you have to help present them the truth. You're not doing people any favors by accommodating their desires, even if their desires are not necessarily good for them.
That is soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, on references to homosexuality in the President's State of the Union speech this week. If you'd like that to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. We were dealing with the evangelical cliche that the Bible doesn't say Christians shouldn't love themselves. Here's Pastor Wolf Miller telling us why Christians don't need to love themselves.
How am I? I don't know. All I know is that I'm died for by Jesus. I'm baptized and I'm forgiven. And God, I am the possessor of God's promises and his kingdom and his spirit and his life. And that is who I am. So I don't have to love myself. Jesus loves me. And I don't have to worry about myself. God worries about me and he takes care of me. I don't have to obsess with myself because for some reason the one who created the world is concerned about me and promised to take care of me. And so what I think of myself, this matters less and less, and this is the freedom of the Christian to love and serve their neighbor because Jesus became our neighbor to love and serve us.
That's soundbite number two. It's from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. Christians don't need to love themselves. If you like it and would like it to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday, Why don't you give us a call and vote for it? 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc or via email talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, a regular guest here on the program, reflecting on what the first President Bush taught us about so-called country club Republicans.
You know, when he got shot down during World War II, and he's in the shark-infested waters in the Pacific Ocean, and a reporter asked him, while you were floating in the water, what did you think about? And Herbert Walker Bush, you know, that great patrician figure, says, well, you know, I thought about Barbara, meaning his wife. I thought about, you know, my family. I thought about America, and I thought about God. And then there was a long pause. And having realized kind of in his mind, like, oh, my God, I just said the word God. And then he said, and the separation of church and state. But doesn't that sum up the Republican country club just about as great as you could ever want to?
Absolutely.
Or it's like they go to church, but they're just not comfortable with this being part of their persona. You know, Dwight Eisenhower, you know, it's very important that people believe in God, whichever one it is. That sort of a thing. I just love that anecdote, and that has always, for me, kind of symbolized those two different branches within the Republican Party.
That's Terry Mattingly with soundbite number three, what President Herbert Walker Bush taught us about so-called country club Republicans. If you like it, like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is the last soundbite for your listening pleasure, and then it's your turn. And your time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Stephen Parks, answering the question, does 1 Timothy 3:15 refers to the church as the pillar and foundation of the truth? Does this teach the church's authority over that of Scripture?
The idea that that happens with Roman Catholic apologists all too frequently is you have kind of a false dichotomy set up between Scripture and the church, and you get sort of this either-or kind of idea, even though officially that's not necessarily what they teach. That, unfortunately, seems to come out in much of their apologetics and polemical works. What the Apostle Paul here is saying is exactly the way that it was quoted. He says, I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things, here speaking to Timothy, to you, so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and a buttress or a foundation of the truth. The interesting thing here is that the apostle couldn't be with Timothy bodily. He couldn't be with him, direct and face-to-face. And so as we've said in previous broadcasts in this series, what does he do with those that he's not able to be with personally? What does he do with those that he's not able to speak orally the word of God directly to? He writes to them. And so what does he say here? He says, I am writing these things to you so that you know how to conduct yourself. He's writing what things? Well, the things that he had just said in the previous 13 verses about the qualifications of pastors and deacons and so on. So rather than actually pointing us away from the written word of God, the very text itself actually points us to the word of God. What is it that the Apostle Paul wrote? And that, he says, is the rule of conduct for Timothy as he conducts himself in the house of God.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Pastor Stephen Parks, does 1 Timothy 3:15 teach the church's authority over that of Scripture? Those are the four soundbites. Now, it's your turn. This break is a great time to give us a call with your vote, to send us an email with your vote, send us a tweet with your vote, or to go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after this break.
Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps, lcms.org/youthcorps.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Oh, morning star, oh, morning star, shine with the bright of glory.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at lutheranpublicradio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the 15th of January. The next 10 minutes are devoted to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can call 1-877-623-MYIE to vote. 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us an email right now, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris on references to homosexuality in the State of the Union address? Is it soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Christians don't need to love themselves? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, what President Herbert Walker Bush taught us about the country club Republicans? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Stephen Parks answering the question, does 1 Timothy 3:15 teach the church's authority over that of Scripture? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Bruce listens in Inglewood, California. He says, as we approach the Transfiguration, I have to go with Pastor Parks as he emphasizes what God has spoken on the mountain. Listen to him. Would be good to have people hear the word and not try to dissect it so that it fits into what they want to hear or what the church says, but instead hear and believe the word of the Lord. This is only works if you trust that what is written by the prophets and apostles is indeed God's true word. Very well said, Bruce. Thank you very much for listening in California. Elwin has a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Christians don't need to love themselves. He says, while I'm not a Lutheran yet, it's this declaration that I need to hear every day of my life, that it's not about me and what I think about me. What it's really about is what Jesus thinks about me and what he did for me. That's one thing I'm not hearing in the evangelical world. So it's this message that's dragging me kicking and crying into confessional Lutheranism. Glad to hear that, Elwin. Thank you very much for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week as well. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is about spiritual warfare and demon possession. And it's not just a list of real-life accounts of these things. It is, in fact, a resource as well. In fact, one of the most valuable things about the book is near the back. It's a hymns for spiritual warfare. So it's a book of resources as well. It's called Afraid, Demon Possession, and Spiritual Warfare in America. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Afraid, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Dana in Kansas says, my vote is for soundbite number 2, Pastor Wolf Miller, on why Christians don't need to love themselves. The title sounds like it is all law. The reality is that we do love ourselves. Best certainly is law. However, in this soundbite, Pastor Wolf Miller ultimately gives us gospel by explaining that God takes such complete care of us that we are in turn freed to love our neighbor completely. I can't stop thinking about it, since it's so wonderful and so simple, and I'm glad to get another chance this week to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, since I missed the Issues Etc. bumper sticker on our new vehicle that I drive. Dana, thank you very much for listening in Kansas. Well, here's the winner this week. It is soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Christians Don't Need to Love Themselves.
How am I? I don't know. All I know is that I'm died for by Jesus. I'm baptized and I'm forgiven, and God, I am the possessor of God's promises and His kingdom and His Spirit and His life, and that is who I am. So I don't have to love myself. Jesus loves me, and I don't have to worry about myself. God worries about me and He takes care of me. I don't have to obsess with myself, because for some reason the one who created the world is concerned about me and promised to take care of me. And so what I think of myself, this matters less and less, and this is the freedom of the Christian, to love and serve their neighbor, because Jesus became our neighbor to love and serve us.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Why Christians Don't Need to Love Themselves. Dana in Kansas, you get your bumper sticker along with the rest of the LPR bundle package for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org. Folks, the latest online Issues Etc. is out. You heard Dana talk about law and gospel there in their vote. And that is precisely one of the subjects of an essay that I've written for the online journal, answering the question, is God's law bad? Some myths about God's law. It is an essay that explores that question and deals with those myths. I hope you will enjoy it, along with the Wittenberg Trail, A Journey to Sound Doctrine by Tim Wood. Now, you can subscribe to the Issues Etc. journal online and absolutely free. Just click the red subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. As I said, it's absolutely free, the Issues Etc. journal. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our weekly series with Dr. Ken Sherb on Martin Luther and the Reformation. We're going to be discussing two more writings from Luther's pen, some of these actually more famous, The Babylonian Captivity of the Church and On the Freedom of a Christian. That's Monday on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you then. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You can receive 50% off the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series during Logia's special Reformation Sale. Books like The Church by Professor Kurt Marquardt, Christology, Law and Gospel and the Means of Grace, and Baptism by Dr. David Scare, and Eschatology by Dr. John Stevenson. Browse before you buy at logia.org.
You'll even find essays by Issues, Etc., regular guests for as low as $2. Logia's Reformation Sale, logia.org, L-O-G-I-A.org.